All right. So give me a sense of what we saw today, especially out of Milwaukee County and some of the other areas where Whitewater saw some extended polling hours. What were you guys observing?
Yeah, well, by and large, the voting process went smoothly. There were some hiccups in places. As you mentioned, at UW-Whitewater, there were long lines. Fortunately, steps have been taken to address that situation. In Milwaukee, what we saw is actually the process working the way it was supposed to. There was a concern identified, action was taken, and we're going to make sure that the process works the way it should, or at least the folks in the Milwaukee Election Commission will make sure it works the way it should. We're going to make, it's critical that every vote is counted and that the results we get reflect the will of the voters. That has happened consistently in Wisconsin elections, and I'm confident it's going to happen again in this election.
How important was it in Milwaukee that Senator Ron Johnson and Brian Schimming were there right away and were supportive of what was going on instead of calling fraud?
Well, it's always good to see people of both parties acknowledging that the system is working the way it should. It's unfortunate that we've had so much election denialism and attacks on the system of elections we have, because the reality is we have safe and secure elections. They are free and fair, and it's been tested over and over again. In 2016, we had a statewide recount. In 2020, we had recounts in our two largest counties. We had lots of litigation in 2020. And over again, that's shown that our system works. So I'm glad to see it's working again this year. And I hope we start to see people acknowledging that rather than raising baseless concerns about our elections.
What is the DOJ going to be looking for over the next few days as some of these results, especially as these close ones in state senator assembly races, are being finalized?
Well, first and foremost, again, we want to make sure that every ballot is counted and that the results reflect the will of the voters. Now, there may be challenges to the results. We'll see how that shakes out. But we're going to follow things as they unfold. And if there are cases, we will defend the state. And I'm confident that our election officials are doing the right thing. But we're, of course, going to work to make sure that all the laws are followed, that the processes unfold appropriately.
What can you tell me about the bomb threats that came in across Wisconsin?
Well, there were, in cities across the country, some threats that were made. Fortunately, law enforcement was able to determine that it was a hoax. Nobody in Wisconsin was in danger. Of course, we never want to see any kinds of concerns like that about people's safety, and there should be appropriate follow-up. But Wisconsinites can rest assured that the process was safe and secure, and that was a hoax.
Did any people leave the polling places? Is there a chance that people just did not come back out of concern or simply because they didn't want to wait?
I don't have further details at this point on any impact that it had, though I can say that I haven't been made aware of any impact that had on people's ability to cast a ballot. I am confident that the voting process overall in the state was secure, and again, that the results we get will be one that reflects the will of the voters.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. So we're doing this interview in the background.
Yeah.
You've been doing it all night.
Yeah.